Welcome to the broadcast, everyone.
Ooh, hello.
I am Vicky B. Over there we got, ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Happy Friday.
Woo! We finally made it.
I don't know why I feel like it took us so long to get here.
I think it's because it's our first official full week of the year, working every single weekday.
Yeah, and I feel like we had like 2 weeks off at the end of the December. So it's been a month and a half or something since we've had a full week.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's a struggle.
Yeah, we're very much riding that struggle bus right now. I can't even find my information. I am that much on the struggle bus. But let's just kind of start off with, do you have any weekend plans, Sarah?
Weekend plans. Well, I'm on a supposed to be no complex carbs and no drinking cleanse. And I've broken that every weekend. And I think I'm going to break it tonight because I'm going to a house party. Another house party, which is so cool because I didn't know people our age still had house parties. That was like such a high school kind of beginning of 20s thing. And now we're in our mid to late 20s. And I'm very excited that. I mean, I don't know. I hope it's like a rager. But the last house party I went to a few weekends ago was a rager rather than just like a cute little housewarming. Like, like I want ragers. I want kegs. I want jello shots and beer pong and the whole thing. So I'm very impressed that I've had two house parties in 1 month.
Like, I've never been to an actual house party where I think when I was in Pullman, I went and partied at the bars, like pre-funked, then partied at a bar, and then we went to somebody's house, but I was like browned out during
house party.
Yeah, and then like after that I sobered up and like ish and went back to drinking, and I remember the rest of the night, but I don't remember, like, it just felt like a bunch of people just pre-funking.
You've come to my house parties.
That isn't like, I guess I'm just used to like the house parties like on TV. Like, that's what I'm thinking a house party's like, where it's like multiple stories and it's like a dance party on every floor.
Oh, like kind of like dirty, like a frat house kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of what I picture a house party.
Oh. No, I mean, we're none of us are that much wealthy to have a multiple
like a DJ
story.
Have multiple DJs going, everyone's puking and having sex in all the rooms.
Yeah, I feel like that was so high school. Like, or like they pretend they're the DJs and they just have a laptop with the lights going. And
like, I didn't party in high school, so I don't really know.
I partied, but I didn't drink, so I was just like that girl. That was,
you didn't. When did you start drinking?
Like 1920.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was straight edge. Total straight edge.
You're a little goody two-shoe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I got a fake ID because I was moving down to LA and I didn't want to miss out. So I decided to get a fake ID for that and used it way more than I ever thought I would ever use it. And started drinking in Vegas and the whole nine yards. Yeah.
Ah, jeez. Like, okay. So, yeah, you were a late bloomer. When did you smoke pot for the first time?
Psh, like, around the same time. I was not into any of that. I mean, I'm still not really, like, I'm so against, like, I haven't done any type of drug ever besides marijuana, if you count that, and I've smoked marijuana like maybe 5 times in my life. Like, no, I was a goody good, and I'm like so always just, I act crazy anyway that everyone just always assumed I was so drunk.
You are your father's daughter.
Yeah, like I would go to a party and be like, oh, what's up everyone, and everyone would be like, oh, and I'd be like, I'm okay, I'm gonna go home now, and they'd be like, you can't drive home, and I'm like, no, I can, I haven't had a drop of alcohol, like, you want a ride?
That's always the fun person to be, because if you are in a good mood and you're just kind of going after it. Like, I went to a house, like an apartment party for Halloween, and we were playing King's Cup. It was like one of my first time ever playing King's Cup. I might have been about 20, 21.
Oh, I thought you meant recently. I was like, what?
No. And it was my friend's Delaney's Halloween party. And I was a server. And I would watch sometimes the other servers make drinks. So I started making drinks, mixing stuff. I'm like, well, pineapple goes good with this and this and that. Yeah. Just guessing. And everyone's like, these drinks taste awesome. So I would go in and mix my own drink, which was just, you know, like Pog with some Sprite, maybe some orange juice. And I was just chugging that all night. And while we were playing King's Cup, everyone wanted me to get effed up. So they kept making me drink, or I was someone's drinking buddy.
So I chugged
the entire night, just drink after drink. And they're like, are you okay? I'm like, not a drop of alcohol, dude. Because I think I still had to get home, and I didn't have a ride. And this is before Uber was really prevalent, so, or even around. I don't even know.
You're very responsible.
Yeah, I don't like the whole drinking and driving
situation. I probably would have been like, I'm just crashing on your couch, whether you want me to or not.
Well, I also had the very overbearing Mexican parents.
Oh, that would have killed you?
Oh, yeah. So whenever I would go out and do anything, my folks would immediately like, oh, when are you coming home? It's 11 o'clock. Why aren't you home? Like, even
they probably would have drove to like pick your ass up if you didn't come home.
Yeah, but I didn't want to deal with them bitching about like me drinking. Even when I was 21, I just did not want to hear about it. So I just either didn't drink or I didn't sneak out very often, but I'd sneak out a couple times or I'd say I was somewhere else when.
Yeah,
I'm going to go hang out and have a Star Wars movie marathon at Stacy's house all weekend when really I was in Spokane.
But like not getting turned up.
No, I mean, a little bit, but not like crazy, crazy. Because none of us were 21, I think, at the time. I was 19.
Dude, those were the tough days where like you were like, how am I going to get a bottle? Like, I had older friends, so it was like kind of easy, but I still was really sketch. Like,
just like, no,
here's $20. Like, get a fifth for me. But and that's when liquor wasn't in grocery stores. So we literally had to go to a liquor store, which, by the way, I miss so much. Like, I still kind of wish liquor wasn't in grocery stores, because going to a liquor store was like going to like Blockbuster for alcohol. It was like an adventure.
There still are liquor stores around, you know?
Oh, I know. But you're not going to go to like the crazy liquor store if you just want something you can buy at the grocery store, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
unless you like need something fancy.
I know, my buddy got me a really fancy bottle of tequila for Christmas. It was tasty.
Oh, I didn't even know you like do it. I mean, I know you do it, but you don't do
it. I mean, like, because I've bought him like fancy bottles of whiskey before, so he wanted to do something for me. Like, and I do like tequila, but I'm like, okay. And it's a really good sipping tequila.
Oh, yeah, do you sip it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like sipping tequila. I feel like it's just like margaritas or shots.
It depends. It's like the good quality stuff. Like vodka. I've had sipping vodka before, and I hate vodka, and it was very tasty to sip because I had it iced and not iced, and it was really nice. It was really smooth, and that's kind of with tequila too. Like you have a, you know, crappy tequila, you put that in a margarita because you mask it with all those other flavors.
Yeah,
a sipping tequila is just nice and smooth. It goes down nice. It's like,
I just,
okay,
I think just take a shot of it. The ending result's going to be the same.
Do you take shots or sip on whiskey ever?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I take shots of whiskey. I would rather take shots of whiskey than anything else.
But do you sip it at all?
If I'm, like, at my boyfriend's dad's house and he offers me a glass of whiskey, I'm not going to be like, let me have a glass of whiskey and just, like, shoot it. Because he has, like, the fancy stuff. But
so what is the fancy stuff? Do you know?
I've got him, like, Bullet before.
Oh, Bullet's good.
Yeah, Bullet. And then I don't know, I've gotten him two other different kinds that just look really cool.
I feel like your standard Bullet bourbon and rye, you can get away with mixing with something.
Yeah, like in a Manhattan or something.
Yeah, you can definitely have that in a different drink. But there are some whiskeys. When I worked at a whiskey bar, my bartenders would not, if they asked, hey, I want, like, you know, this really Pendleton and Coke. Or like a really nice whiskey or whatever.
Would they die inside?
The bartender's like, I'm putting the Coke on the side.
Really?
Yeah.
Like just a glass of Coke and then they can decide?
Yeah. It's like tell them to sip it first. And like, I would. And more often than not, they were pretty happy with the suggestion.
That's kind of a happy medium too. So then like the bartender can do what he wants, but then it's also not totally like.
Although we had all girls for a long time. So some girls know their freaking whiskey.
Yeah. Some of them just know way more alcohol than I know. Like yesterday I had a customer at my serving job just talk all about these tequilas, and like I was just like, oh, shambucos, like you know what I mean? And I'm gonna go to the bartender and I was like, can I get a shambucos like iced but like or chilled with slices of orange? And like I was like, I don't know any of this. Like I just fake it till I make it, and I just, oh yeah, okay, sure, of course.
Don't you hate it, though, when you're working your restaurant job and they start just asking you questions about something that it's not even related to your restaurant? Like, I hate it when people are like, what kind of vodkas do you have? What kind of tequilas? And they wanted something fancy. I'm like, do you not see this wall of 200 whiskeys? I have 5 rums.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's all I got. And like, and I've had people come in, they're like, oh, I really just wanted something with rum, and you don't have the rum I want. It's like, then go to a rum bar. There's one down the street.
Well, my thing is, it's like, I mean, we're not, like, we're known for our wines at the restaurant I work for. We're not known for our alcohol. And I'm like, yeah, we have a full bar. And then I'm like, okay, if we don't have your specific kind, like, you should get less picky. Like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, no, I'm the same way. I'm just like, well, let me go check what ones we have. And then I go behind the bar and I'm like, okay, we have this and this and this and this. Okay, cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like, that's the one thing. Like, I get if you're a professional server, like, you should know everything on the menu and everything on, like, all the menus. When people would get mad at me, it's like, oh, you know, you don't, like, they'd give me a look like that I don't know everything. It's like, this is my part-time job.
And it changes.
It's constantly changing. And like, I know what the specials are and I know what our wells are. Yeah. But I'm not going to know if we have, like, do you see that there is 200 some bottles of whiskey there? And that doesn't count our brandies, our, our, what's it called, our rums, our tequilas, our vodkas, because we have multiples of those.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, another.
And then it's funny when people think they know more about our menu than I do. They're like, oh, I swear, you used to have this one pizza like a year ago. And I was like, no, we didn't actually. No.
That's my favorite, by the way.
I'm like, I maybe in your dreams.
Like my, when people like, I remember I got a cucumber and cream cheese sandwich from here once, and I want them to make it again. I was like, I know it's not on the menu, but I've had it here before. And it was an old lady. And I was like, here's the thing. Yes, I have cucumber, but we don't carry cream cheese. I've been working here for 3 years. We've never carried cream cheese. So I don't know how this person made you a cream cheese and cucumber sandwich.
She's probably just losing it.
Yeah, she was. Like, I don't know what to tell you, lady. I'm like, I can't do it this time around. Then if you want a cream cheese and whatever sandwich. Or my favorite were the vegans that come into the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have any other vegan options? I'm like, we have salads that we can make vegan. And like, they get all mad. I'm like, then go to a vegan restaurant.
Yeah, you're at a barbecue joint.
Like, I'm like, I wouldn't go and get, granted, we're in Seattle, but we have vegan options that are salads. And I know, like, I feel like some get offended, like, on a personal level when you suggest a salad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I get a lot of, do you have gluten-free pizza?
Yeah.
And I say no, but we have, you know, a salad. We could do without crouton soup. Like, and it's just, like, not satisfying. And I'm like, I don't know what you want from me. We it's don't. Like,
go look up other places that have gluten-free. Some places do.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to a vegan restaurant and ask for a burger.
Right. Or it's like, I feel like you should be carrying meat options. So, because you need to cater to everyone. That's not how it works, people.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, something that also kind of bugs me that I feel like it's just catering and it's the next trend. And I see it keep popping up on my Facebook feed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yoga classes, but there's ones with like cat yoga. And I know we've talked about those before. Cat yoga doesn't seem to bother me so much because most of the time cats leave you the hell alone. But then there's like dog yoga. I'm like, you're not going to get a workout.
Or like puppy yoga or whatever.
Yeah, it's like they're going to be running around pooping all over the place, jumping on you. Are you really going to get a workout? You're not going to be paying attention.
No, you're just going to be trying to snuggle the dog and touch it. And
it's like, why don't you just have a day where you drink wine and play with puppies? Like, just make it a puppy studio, play with puppies.
I just think it's stupid.
I think it's really dumb, too.
I mean, like, even if I was, like, a really big animal lover and I loved yoga, I wouldn't want to combine the two.
Right. Like, I don't,
like,
that'd be like,
I would be really pissed off, actually.
Be like, let's combine, you know, yoga and, I don't know, like, chocolate cake. Are you really?
Yeah, like, I love both, but I don't want that in my yoga class. I don't, no. I'm there for one purpose and one purpose only. Not to eat cake, not to touch a dog. Like, yes, they're cute, but, like, it's like if there were babies in my class. Like, yeah, babies are cool, sure, cute, whatever, but I don't want them in my yoga class. I don't want them crawling everywhere. I don't want, you know, like, there's a time and place for everything, and no, stop mixing. Or I'm watching The Amazing Race, and there's they do goat yoga.
I saw that, too. I was going to say that, bring that one up. I saw a thing like goat yoga. I'm like, again, that does not make sense. If you're trying to do a certain pose, the goat's going to try to jump on you.
And they do. They had, like, a little clip, and they were all in down facing dog, and the goat's, like, running across all of them. And first of all, no. Second of all, that's disgusting. Third of all, ew, I don't want, like, goat hair or crap.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand this trend, and I don't get it.
I'm flabbergasted because I know everyone thinks it's cute. I think it's cool for your Instagram pictures and stuff, but everything else, I'm not a big fan of. By the way, I finally, because I've had some technical issues throughout the podcast, I finally have all our information. By the way, if you want to contact us, Facebook and Twitter,
The
Broadcast 999.
Get it.
On Instagram and Twitter, or The Broad-Cast on Facebook, or 253-778-6029.
Call us. Leave us a voicemail.
Yes. We have
preferably when you're very intoxicated.
That'd be funny, actually. Please start writing our phone number on everything, like bathrooms.
Let's just call this place.
Call for a good time. Leave a voicemail. We'll call you back. 253-778-6029, just in case, again. And you can also text that number, too, and I will get the text messages and read them. Probably when I'm on the toilet.
It's the best place.
But I know one of the other things I did find, speaking of weird trends, is this article by Fashion Beans, and it's just wedding trends, overrated wedding trends that need to be retired.
Oh, I like this because I'm not really one to like, I've never been a small person, like a small child, like always dreaming about my wedding. But I always like think like, oh, would I want to do this? Would I want to do that? Like, do I really have to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, something
do the blue,
and like all that crap? Like, do I actually really care? Right. So I'm like curious to see which one should like die.
One of them is the cash bar. It's like you're dressed up for the reception, you throw $300 into an envelope and you're ready to go, and you go to the bar and the bartender says that'll be $8. What? So you should, it basically it's saying if you can't afford to host a party for all your favorite peeps in the world that you want to share your most important day with, then go for something smaller or elope, because nothing says tacky like inviting guests to a party and then making them pay.
Oh, like making them pay for booze,
yes.
Right?
I think what's a good middle ground is if you make like, okay, the first couple grand or whatever, here's this much money towards the bar. Because I know my friends, we love to drink.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is the cap once it's done.
Or I've heard of like just beer and wine, and then they pay for the cocktails. Or there's like two cocktail options.
Yeah, I like that better.
But I have to admit, I've always wanted to open a bar at my wedding. Shocking, I know. But I went to a wedding for my dad's brother, which, yeah, they were older. And it was so nice and like 3-course meal, like really, really like done. And he's a recovering alcoholic. So I was like, oh, there's probably not gonna be booze. But they had a bar there, but it was, you had to pay.
Uh-huh.
And I actually had no problem with it. I was like, they've spent all this money
right
on all of this ridiculousness and all of this food and all this greatness that like, I'm surprised I was cool with it. I was like, oh, whatever. I mean, it might be different because I wasn't like trying to get like completely faded at my like
right
uncle or whatever he is to me wedding, but I still want an open bar. And that's what I have a lot of friends who like are postponing getting engaged and married because they were like, I want to be able to afford it.
Right. I feel like for me, I used to want that big wedding because going to Mexican weddings, they're nice and big and elaborate. You got this big poofy dress and you got all your bridesmaids
and
you
have everyone's there.
Everyone's there. Even people you didn't even know, they start showing up. My wedding's gonna be teeny tiny.
You're like, F that.
And then maybe do like a reception with a few more people and just invite people closest to me and get
them
trashed.
What I'm leaning towards. Honestly, yeah. I was even thinking like, dude, I just want the big party. I will courthouse that mother effer, but the only thing that I really want, like, I really want my dad to walk me down the aisle, and I do really want bridesmaids.
What you can do is if, like, I've seen my friends do this, they rent out a hall, a space, and they have everything kind of moved to a certain way. Have your wedding there, and then quickly turn it around, get all your bridesmaids, and then
reception
mode. Or just literally 5 minutes, everyone sits at their tables, just go down, get it
everyone
done.
Everyone look at me going down the aisle really slowly. Hello, thank you.
Have your wedding, 5-10 minutes, be done.
See, the problem is, though, is how much is that hall?
Well, it depends. Like, I feel like if you can get around it, you can just be like, I have a family reunion. Because if you say it's a wedding, they immediately, like, boost out the price.
Be like, it's a family reunion, but I'm just in a white dress walking down the aisle really slow because
it's a surprise wedding.
What I do.
You should just be like, hey, we charged it to a surprise wedding last second.
That would be funny. That's a good idea, actually. Yeah. Or just be like, it's my birthday.
That too.
Huh. Smart.
The other thing is the sweetheart table. Have you seen that at weddings where you'll have like one separate table for like the bride and the groom, or sometimes the bride and the groom and maybe their bridesmaids? And
yeah, like one long table. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Where they're at the front kind of thing.
Yeah, because it says we're not really sure who's more uncomfortable at the head table, the couple whose 200 guests are watching their every move, or those said guests painfully trying not to stare at the groom picking the arugula out of his teeth.
I want to sit at like.
Would you want your bridesmaids and maid of all, you know,
yeah,
all them with you? Because that gets a little awkward, because if your bridesmaids, like if the bridesmaid's boyfriend or husband is not like in the groomsman party, then you're sitting
that
all
would
weird.
Be awkward.
So I had to do that recently. We're all sitting on a big table, and like they're all, a bunch of the bridesmaids are moms, so their kids are like running towards them, like, I want to see my mom. And
oh, that's annoying.
So, the other one is cake in the face. You know, when they feed each other cake.
I love that.
But if you just spent $200 to get your makeup did.
See, that's where I'm like, I might have to tell my future husband, like, I'm doing it to you, but you don't even think about doing it to me.
You put it, like, he just smushes it in your boobs and he eats it out.
Actually, I love that. Except like, if my dress is really expensive, I don't know about that. I'd rather you ruin my makeup.
Right. Well, like, I'm trying to think, like, if I'm picturing you with, like, a lower cut, so I think you can make it work.
And then, blah, 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 blah.
The other one is gimmicky wedding themes. It says the mother of the bride is dressed up as a Klingon. The flower girl is traipsing down the aisle looking like she belongs on the set of The Walking Dead. The groom is wearing an ogre outfit. You get the drift. I don't know. I feel like it's you do whatever the hell you want.
I think those are so original these days.
Yeah. Like, someone says what this says is your wedding day is the most important day of the life that involves commitment and celebration. But that's the point. The wedding is the gimmick. I'm like, save the costumes for Halloween or even your 50th birthday party. I'm like, no, you know what? Cause it's like, they're like, keep them away from the altar. Guess what? The altar, weddings, the whole marriage thing, call me cynical, but really, like, it's been done. Who the hell cares?
Well, my thing is, too, is like, isn't white supposed to, like, represent being a virgin? Like, isn't that the whole, like, everyone just wears white anyway, but, like, let's get real.
So, you know, I've told you about the show Adam Ruins Everything, yeah?
I don't know.
So it's a really fun show. I think it's on Spike or one of those networks. And he picks a topic and he goes and delves into them, like the wedding industry. He did one about restaurants and about like tipping and how, like, in theory, we shouldn't be tipping people. Restaurants should be giving us a fair wage. And he kind of went on about how tipping originated and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and how it really is unfair. But one of the things he said about the wedding industry, it's like, well, you know, back then, they would have just weddings at like barn raisings or whatever. They would just kind of mix it all in. And one of the guys is like, well, she's not wearing white. That means she's not a virgin. It's like, really, that tradition started with Queen Victoria. The point of a white dress is to show how much money you have, because a woman would, you don't wear white dresses because those would get dirty. You can't wear it more than once.
Yeah.
So that was the whole idea. And like, even the little, actors are like, characters or whatever they're there. It's like, look at her and her wear than more than once dress kind of.
Oh.
So they would just wear whatever.
So is it kind of both?
Yeah. Like, well, that's Queen Victoria started that trend. So people, that was their way of showing how elegant and rich they were. And same with the big cakes, because sugar was also very hot commodity. And like, it was just super expensive. Kind of that sort of.
So that's what makes me think like the whole thing is like gimmicky in a way.
Yeah, so it's like either you
like
can
because
do big,
not rich people and people that aren't virgins still wear white,
right? So it's like you do what you're gonna do. Like, I feel like if you want to be the Klingon, if you want a zombie wedding, why not?
Hell yeah, that's dope. Except I don't think I want that. But
what kind of theme do you think?
I think I'm basic. I think so. I think I kind of want all my like bridesmaids to have them in like short, sexy, like hot pink dresses or something, and then like me have like hot pink shoes to like kind of match them, and then my dude have like a hot pink I don't know, something. Like,
say my dad had a white suit and a light pink bow tie.
Cute.
And a pink cummerbund, but his hair was all big and poofy. It was really bad.
Dude, that sounds amazing.
I found the thing that Adam Ruins Everything talking about the white wedding thing. Let's see.
My engagement was one thing, but I've been dreaming about this day my whole life. My friends are here. My very traditional family is here.
You're making us proud, son.
Of course, we would have preferred a Catholic priest, but...
This is tradition, Adam. The dress, the ceremony, the cake, it all symbolizes true love.
Nope. Those traditions represent one thing, money. In fact, this entire ceremony has been hijacked by a greedy industry looking to make a buck.
But this is the way weddings have always been.
Wrong again. American weddings were once informal affairs held in homes or at community events like barn raisings or corn husking bees.
I hereby pronounce you man and wife. You may now eat the corn.
Dude, dope.
Nice corn. Try, Adam, but that's not a real wedding. She's not even wearing white.
That means she's not a virgin.
No, yell out. It means I'm not rich.
Back then, white fabric was almost impossible to clean, so a white dress was only meant to be worn once.
Poor folks can't afford that. We gotta make our dresses last. Brown don't show the dirt.
It wasn't until I, Queen Victoria, wore a white dress to my wedding that other brides began to copy me to show off their wealth. But even then, it was strictly for the well-to-do.
Think she's so good in her more than one dress. And her more than one lung.
Even white wedding cakes were all about bragging. White sugar back then was so expensive, it was basically edible bling.
My cake is as white as all my friends.
So that's a little history of the whole wedding thing. Now you learn something new.
Right? Who would have thunk? I still want to wear white, though. I don't know. See, I think it's like traditions like that where it's like, there's some things I just want to, I don't know, I just like.
I know, I've
like
always
the dad walking down the aisle.
So that'd be
like,
sweet.
Yeah, like stuff like that I do appreciate. Except I want my bridesmaids to all be looking cute. There are some really, I've seen like some of my friends get so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Such bad dresses, such bad colors. I don't know.
See, for me, whenever I get married, if that they were to come, I like the idea of like a champagne color, like the goldy.
For your dress?
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of like the stark white because I'm like, I'm going to get that dirty. I'm going to get that dirty. There's so many different types of white too. When you go to a wedding dress store.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's white. And then there's like an even whiter one. You're like, oh.
There's like off-white. There's like stark white. There's, what is it? Ivory. There's like, I don't know.
I think I want to do the whole like appointment thing to like just feel like and look in the mirror and la, la, la. But then I just really want to get a like a used cheap
there's a
wedding
few
dress
stores. Like I know there's one in Tacoma. My mom like we got my grandma's 50th wedding anniversary dress.
Cute.
It was $100 after tailoring,
dude. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
My cousin got her, like, granted it was a really nice one, she got her prom dress there for like $89.
Whoa.
Like there's some really good deals, so you can, if you, it's more, I feel like a lot of that is like, oh, I got a Vera Wang or whatever brand name and you're paying $10,000, $5,000, even like $2,000 on a freaking dress. That's like a down payment on a car
for one day.
And that doesn't make sense to me. But I mean, like, if you want to do it and you have the money, then you do it. Like, that's you. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. Another overrated wedding trend is asking for cash. It's like, speaking of cash, didn't your mama ever tell you that it's not okay to ask someone for a gift? We think this is taking an obnoxious step further when they tell you that they don't trust your gift's choosing skills and instruct you to give them cash instead. I think it's different when someone has, have you seen or been to a wedding where they're going on vacation and you can buy like, hey, I'm going to Hawaii.
I'm scubaing.
Like scuba diving.
I love that.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's dope. Or like I would so make one of those.
Or put like money towards my wedding, like my honeymoon fund. Because like I think the point of getting all those gifts for a wedding originally, if you think about it.
Because you didn't live together.
Yeah, you needed the toaster and the blender. You live with your parents, you buy a house or whatever, and then you move in together when
after
you get
married. You're
married, yeah. Yeah, but you don't need another toaster. You've already been living with your partner for a couple of years. You're good. Maybe a few rando things here and there, but.
For the most part, no.
I do know one thing I want to put on my wish list. And it's going to be an Amazon wish list whenever I do get engaged or married or whatever. Or maybe I'll just do it for fun.
What?
They sell these ice makers and it's like the Sonic, like the crunchy ice.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $400 for this stupid machine.
Hell no. Do you just put it on the side of like in your freezer?
No, it's like a machine you can put on your counter.
Oh.
And it just creates ice for you. I don't know if you have to connect to anything, but I've just seen the video and I want it so bad.
Why don't you just get a fridge that has an ice machine?
But not this kind of ice. It's that really soft, like the little guys.
Oh, like in a slushy?
Almost a slushy.
Yeah.
But it's still ice cubes. And
yeah,
like the
more.
One when you go to Sonic, if you've ever been into the Sonic drive-in.
Oh, actually, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, that ice is the best.
Why is it so ridiculously expensive?
Because, I don't know. They know it's so good. but that'd be the only really expensive thing I'd put on my list.
Yeah, yeah.
I did go to a wedding once where the bride and groom, because they had their wedding, and then it was when I was with my ex years and years ago, we went to the reception, so she got to wear a dress again, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
It was on a separate day, and what they asked on their, you know, Target registry was, like, peanut butter and jelly. And it's just, like, rando stuff. I thought that was cute.
They probably got so much of that stuff.
Right. But it tells you, though, once somebody's purchased it.
Yeah, that you shouldn't get it anymore.
Another thing is the bum-bearing bridesmaid photos. So there's a few pictures that are roaming the internet, which are really, really cute. I think they're really cute. I think this list just shut the hell up. but it's one where like it looks like all hell's breaking loose with the bridesmaids. There's like the bride.
Oh, they're like trying to like punch each other.
Yeah, there's some of that. There's one where like she's drinking. There's another one where like the bride is like covering the flower girl's eyes. The other one's like pulled her skirt up so you can see her butt.
I didn't know these were like old.
I don't think they're necessarily old tradition, but it's kind of like the new in thing to do, or just like the goofy pictures. There's one playing like shotgunning a beer. The other one has a bottle of champagne.
Those are cute.
I think that's fun. You can have that with your bridesmaid.
Yeah, and the groomsmen too. That'd be dope if like everyone was on it.
There's one where like they quote unquote accidentally all stuff their dress into their underwear.
That's funny.
See, that's cute. I think that kind of stuff is a lot of fun. I did, for one of the weddings I went to recently, we did the bridesmaid pose, like from the movie.
I don't know.
Like, you know how they're all kind of posed a certain way?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But we had like, they're like tough girls.
Yeah, we had too many girls, so I had to move them all around, and I got this picture together, and it looked awesome. Because I'm awesome, except I didn't. We were one too many girls, so we had to.
I like that. I think that's fun, and that's like shakes things up rather than the traditional like, here we are, we're it's so
like,
pretty.
Because I'm like, honestly, is that really your personalities? Are you all that perfect and cute all the time? My girls are freaking devastators. We drink.
Devastators?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm tired. It's Friday, Sarah.
What does that even mean?
Like we cause the ruckus.
Do you?
Well, some of them. We've been known to, but we don't really anymore.
Not, and no, if you're thinking of the people I'm thinking of, you guys are like...
thinking of like some of my friends that have done some crazy stuff in the back of the day. Ugh. Like I have broken glasses in my purse and getting blackout drunk with these people. Well, they've been blackout drunk. I've had to babysit them.
I was literally thinking of just my brother, like on your birthday when he broke that glass. Just like a few months ago.
Oh, yay. Yeah, that was fun only because we had just gotten to the bar. I'm like, I don't want to get kicked out yet.
Joey, his bleeding hand.
So the next one is croc bedazzling. So apparently wearing bedazzled Crocs under your dress.
Gross.
That is, no, Crocs in general. Yeah, I agree with that one. Have you ever been to a wedding where they've done the dollar dance?
No, and I feel like someone just explained this to me. I think you might have.
So
I've never heard of this except for that one time that I totally forgot what it was.
Well, basically what the dollar dance is, like, you know, the bride and the groom are in the middle of the dance floor and everyone lines up and you dance for a minute and there's somebody either taking the money, like what my cousin's wedding, she had her, like the maid of honor and the best man take the money. And so you give like $1, $5 or whatever, and you go and dance with them. So it's basically kind of giving them like a little extra cash for their wedding, like, or for their, you know, future.
Uh-huh.
The way my parents' wedding, there's video of this, and I've seen many a wedding that do this. You get safety pins or just like the little tiny pins, and you pin it onto their clothes. So they're
on the tucks
or on the dress. It's like a thin pin, so it's not going to damage it or anything.
Yeah.
So you're putting all this money on their outfit. So they're dancing with this like hoard of money on them. Like somebody put one in my mom's veil. I've seen like some, like for my dad, because he had such big poofy hair, they kind of accordion styled made into a bow put it on his head. So they were just covered in money. You take the pictures, you take the money off, and so you keep the money.
I feel like that sounds really cheap to me. It sounds like a stripper. But you're just pinning it instead of stuffing it.
Right. But you dance with them, so you're paying for the, like, you actually dance with them.
Well, yeah, but, like, a stripper dances for you.
Right.
Like, so that's I really hate that, actually.
It says, this is a tradition where everyone pays the bride $1 to be able to dance with her. Seriously, aside from the cheesiness of taking cash during a wedding, how humiliating is it for the woman to get paid to be danced with? Never mind the bride.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. You should be able to dance with the bride for free.
For free.
Anyone can dance with my ass for free.
Another tacky thing, it's inviting people to the shower but not the wedding. I have to say, I think wedding showers are the stupidest things ever.
They are pretty stupid. Bridal showers, yeah.
It's like, just what are you going to do on the bridal shower? Like, it's another excuse to get for me to give you a gift, and I don't want to do that. I'm already getting you a wedding gift.
How do you feel about engagement parties?
I think if it's like, hey, we're going out to dinner, because I think I had a friend that did that. I think her folks like, hey, we're going to go all out to dinner. We're going to surprise them and just get together and hang out.
Yeah, make it kind of casual.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So you don't really bring gifts to engagement parties. You just like, congratulations.
I feel like you would maybe.
What the hell would you bring?
Let's see.
A bottle of wine, maybe.
Engagement party. Do you have to bring a gift for an engagement party?
How do you feel about the game? I saw this on YouTube where it's like the guy, the groom and the bride sit back to back and they have like a shoe or something.
Oh, that's
and it's
cool.
Like, which one is more likely to be late? And you either hold up the guy's shoe or the bride's
the girl's shoe.
I don't know.
See,
I watched
cute.
It and I like thought it was so entertaining. And I was like, oh, this is so funny. Like when one thinks it's the other one and like, you know,
I think like those kinds of games at a wedding make it a lot more interesting. Like what was the game? I mean, sorry, I've been to a lot of Mexican weddings and not a lot of white people weddings, so I don't really know what's the norm. But there's one where, like, obviously when you throw the bouquet and yeah. then the garter, the two that caught it have to do a dance.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah, so they have to dance. And it's usually, like, the ones I've been to have been, like, very, like,
very
kind of traditional Mexican dance.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Right, it's very much like that. I'm sitting there because I almost caught the bouquet once when I was like 12 or 13.
Oh, that's so weird.
And this woman ripped it out of my hands. I was like, I'm not fighting this old bitch.
You can get married first. That's fine.
I don't care. Go for it, lady. And so then she had a dance. So I was totally okay with not doing that either.
Yeah, that sounds awkward and painful.
I feel like I've seen other games at weddings. Like, do you remember?
No, that's like the only, because usually I feel like games are usually played at the engagement party or something.
Yeah.
Like I threw my friend an engagement party and we played like the newlywed game. Like I made up a bunch of questions and stuff. That got kind of awkward when they got like totally wrong though.
Right. But I went
it's like, okay. Uh-huh. Like the other one's like way more chill.
Right.
Like who, you know.
Like I've played I went to my buddy's wedding and he had giant Jenga. That was fun. I think that's kind of a thing now, like to kind of do like for a backyard wedding, like ring toss and cornhole.
That'd be dope if it was outside. That would make sense. Yeah. But inside, that'd be really weird.
But like, I feel like I've played more games involving the bride and groom in the middle, because I know there's some where they'll put games on the table. There's the wedding shoe game, wedding bingo. That would be fun.
I don't even know how that would work.
Let's see. Want to encourage mingling among your guests? Another wedding game icebreaker is bingo. In this version, guests don't sit and mark the card as numbers are called out. Instead, they have to take their card around to the other guests to find someone in the room who can claim, that's me, given the clue provided, and then making it official by writing their initials. When created, the cards try to avoid being too generic with descriptions and think about unique clues to describe your guests. Here's some. Birth months, instruments play, tattoos, sports fan, odd talents. So you go around.
That'd be,
it's like
so awkward.
But it's a icebreaker. That's the point. Like it's.
But like if there's like 200 people at your wedding.
Yeah.
And there's like, I have a tramp stamp. And you go around. Hey, do you have a tramp stamp? No. Do you have a tramp stamp? Like, well, to like his friends and family. Like my friends and family, I'd be like, you don't. I've seen you. I've seen you naked. And then it's like, okay, you have to prove it to me. Like, that'd be so weird. Well,
then don't put tramp stamp as one of the things.
Well, that was just an example. I know. Like, either way, it'd be like.
But I think like this wouldn't be good with a 200 person wedding. I think this might be cute with like a quaint 30 person wedding, 40 person.
Yeah.
Wedding. But then you can do large. I love like I asked like, hey, what kind of games can you play at a wedding? How about flip cup?
Dude, yes. My future.
Right.
Flip cup or rage cage.
They're saying video games like, you know, Rock Band, Guitar Hero, Just Dance. Like,
no.
I think it's if you have a theme. If you're gamers, that makes sense.
Ugh, or if you have kids, maybe.
I don't know.
Kids there to keep them entertained.
I don't know what this is. It's the kissing game. Not a fan of kissing. When guests clink their glasses, break out the giant DIY die, basically a large decorated square box, and decide the pucker up type. Label each side, peck on the cheeks, showstopper kiss, take a selfie kiss.
These are terrible.
Yeah, I do not like this.
I do like photo booths, though. I think photo booths at weddings are dope.
I do, too. I think that should be a thing at each one. Or like even make it real cheap and just kind of set up like a cool little,
backdrop.
A black backdrop with a camera and timer.
Boom. We had a photo booth at our company holiday party. Becky, you weren't here, but it was so fun. They had all the stupid signs you could hold and the antlers and like mistletoe, and it was like a blast. I was like, I just want to just take 80 pictures of myself.
See, I wish I could have been here, because that's the second in a row Christmas party I've missed.
This one by far was like better than any of them.
But I was in Portland watching Evanescence. I was okay with it. It wasn't like I was sitting at home sick.
Yeah, like last year.
Yeah. That was fun. Other one is the life-size bride replica wedding cake. Have you seen those?
No, that sounds frightening. But I do really want a big wedding cake, and I want me and my dude, like, action figure on top.
Like, what kind of action figure?
I don't know. I've seen some funny ones where it's like,
you get, like, a Barbie, and then you get a G.I. Joe. That's what I'm thinking of when you said that.
That'd be funny, and, like, he's on his knees or something. Or, like, I've seen one where, like, the bride's choking the groom.
Oh, see, those are cute.
Oh, no, that is so creepy.
Yeah,
ew.
The life-size
like, know, of yourself?
Cake. No, thank you.
That is weird. And, like, someone will cut your head? No. No, thanks.
Nope, I think.
Except I feel like wedding cakes. See this, I want to do the wedding cake taste. But I don't actually want to get, like, because you know they jock those prices up like crazy.
See, what?
I'll just make my own damn cake.
What you do, it's a cool trick, is if you really want something special for, like, your first cake bite or whatever, you go and get, like, a little fancy one done. It might be a little pricey, but you can get a little guy. Instead of spending $1,000, you spend, like, maybe $100.
Yeah.
And then you just buy a bunch of sheet cake from Costco.
Yeah, see, I don't even mind, like, just eating sheet cake.
Yeah.
I just want it to be, like, really tall. But then I'm going to have someone cut it and, like, serve everyone, because I'm not trying to do that.
No, I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, hell no.
That's too much.
That would just fall over. That'd be a disaster. I'd be like, everyone has to cut their own piece if they want cake. Sorry.
The other one is social media at the altar. It's 21st century and it's made it everyone. It's so easy for everyone to know everyone's social status. So apparently they do that. They'll go at the altar. They'll mark that they're married.
I hate That's everyone. Dumb. That is the stupidest thing I hate that so much. That is like before they say or right after they say kiss the bride. Change your Facebook status.
It's if it's coming from me, even I think that's dumb.
Yeah.
Although I did go to a wedding and it was kind of when everything was dying down. Like it was kind of a weird disaster of a wedding. Like it didn't go bad, but it didn't go good either.
Oh, awkward.
So I was exhausted because I'm always tired. So I'm going to take a quick nap. Nobody's down here. Like in the it was like the wedding party prep area.
Yeah.
And so they later on, they turned it into a beer, like beer pong area.
Oh, cool.
But everyone had left. So I'm like, I'm just going to relax on this couch for a little bit. Just chill. And then everyone showed back up and the bride and the groom are downstairs and they're both on their phones next to each other. And I looked at my phone and I saw, bing, bing, change the relationship status.
That's kind of cute if it was like die down like after the action, you know.
Yeah. But they looked so like out of it too. They didn't want to talk to anybody. And they're just like,
they're like, I guess we're married.
I'm like, you guys aren't party people. Why have a party? Just, I don't know.
Just go home. Just sleep on the couch with me.
How about the big elephant head pieces? Like the big sparkly head thingies?
No, I don't even... No, what? Oh, for a wedding?
I don't know. People wear really tacky look at me stuff.
Look at me stuff. Everyone's going to look at you anyway if you're the one getting married. Calm down.
This one you're going to disagree with.
Uh-oh.
Giving away the bride. It says, back in the old days when women were effectively possessions, a father would give away his daughter in return for something of value, like a goat, some cash, great tracts of land, thereby transferring ownership of the woman to her husband.
I think... whoever wrote this, either his father's dead or doesn't have a good relationship with their father. Because I think if you have a good relationship with your father, like, for me, this is like he is going to be giving away me to another man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, he's always still going to be my father. But instead of my father always, like, being there for his daughter and, like, taking care of it and, like, fixing things, you know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. Now it's a different man's.
Responsibility
yeah.
to like, keep you in check.
It really, like, I really think that is. That's going to be, like, a really emotional moment for me. And I feel like for my dad, too, because I'm his only girl. Like,
I mean, Joe's kind of a girl.
Yeah, that's true. But is he ever going to get married? Let's get real.
Fair enough.
Sorry, Joe. But I feel like, I don't know. Like, if you have a father, why wouldn't you have them? Like, I think that's just strange.
Like, you have a good relationship with your father, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. If you have a good relationship with your father, like, why wouldn't... Like, if my father and I didn't, he was a deadbeat, hell no, he wouldn't even be at my wedding. But, like, and then I have my brother walk me down or somebody else walk me down that I, like, look up to mm-hmm. as a male figure. But I even think... I don't even know if I would... If I didn't have a male figure, like, I don't even know if I'd have, like, my mom walk me down. I feel like it's a very, like, dude to dude. Like,
see,
here
I thought
you
of
go.
Having both my parents walk with me. I like that idea. Because they're still
weird
together.
To me.
Like, I mean, there's so many weird weddings nowadays. It's like, it's
but like,
not
why,
just...
But like, why, what, well,
because
like, why would you have the mom, though?
Well, because they both raised me. They both took part into making me the person I am today. And then they're now, turning me over to, like, my husband who's going to be with me during those hard times. So,
but I feel like a mom is, like, different. Like, my mom will still always be my mom. Like,
right, your dad will always be your dad.
Yeah, but it's like, this is, like, as a dude, like, now this dude is taking care of me. Does that make sense? Like,
yes and no, because I get where you're coming from, but in my head, I don't see it that way because this dude is not necessarily going to take care of me. We're going to take care of each other. It's not like you have to be my protector. It's like, no, like, we're in this together. I don't necessarily need you to be my protector, and I don't need my dad to be my protector. I take care of myself, but I've had these people in my lives, my mom and my dad, who are my support, and I expect my husband to be my support, so I feel like it's just adding to this whole, like,
maybe
together,
like
a family.
Maybe I think it's like the male, like... It's the dude, like, he is the male. Like, I've always been grown up, like, you know, my dad's always like, men are the protector, men are the hunters, men are the, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, he is passing me along. Like, my mom will still be the comforting, nurture one. Like, obviously I want my man to be too, but he's not going to be nearly as much as my mom's going to be.
See, all I know is my mom could be one badass hunter herself. So it's...
Well, I know, and girls and feminism and more strong and we can hunt on our own.
No, but it's also like
blah,
personality.
Blah, blah.
It's like, you know, my dad has set a very good example of what kind of man I want in my life. But my mom's also set an example of what kind of person I want to be. So I think it is like a co thing. I have no problem against people wanting just their dad, but...
I do think it's weird that, like... the moms aren't in it at all. Because you know what I mean? Well, like they're not like
if we're looking at this like back in the day where it's like, hey, I'm gonna give you this, my daughter, and you're gonna give me this land and a goat, right? And some money.
Yeah.
So when it was a trading thing, women had no say when it came into negotiations of anything. So why would the woman be there when the man's in charge of?
But like, you know, if we had bridesmaids and stuff and maid of honor, it's like, I'm surprised.
Where did that come from, by the way?
No idea. But I'm surprised that like the woman or the mom isn't like the maid of honor. That would make sense to me. Like, oh, this is my closest female in my life. You're going to help me plan this. You're going to, you know what I'm saying? But it's weird that the moms just kind of sit in the front row and are like, good All job. Right.
So apparently the ancient Romans were quite superstitious. So 10 maids and 10 men stood by the bride and groom to protect them from evil spirits. Bridesmaids and groomsmen dressed identically to the bride and groom, respectively, to confuse the malicious forces. The thinking went that if all of the women and all the men dressed the same, then the vile demons would not be able to target the bride and groom specifically.
This is so extra. Jesus.
Right? Well, like, this is what they believed in back, you know, then. I mean, we still got people believing in all kinds of religions.
But, like,
nowadays.
That's so weird that the mom wouldn't stand up there to, like, fight off evil spirits.
Maybe they thought they weren't strong enough. I don't know.
Unless they died or something.
That too. It says they're likely been there from beginning as sisters and brothers, close cousins, college, yeah, blah, blah. I'm trying to read this quickly.
Ooh, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So if you were engaged or getting married and so you have a brother, right? And your dude had a sister, would you make that sister a part of your bridesmaids?
If
you guys like got along, like you guys weren't really close, but you guys were like fine, middle of the road, like whatever.
Like if I needed like extra, like if he had a bunch of groomsmen.
No, like three.
Like he had three. And then I needed three. No, I wouldn't include her.
You wouldn't? Okay.
Because I have like other girlfriends that I would rather, that I'm close to, that I want to be up there for with me.
I'm always curious about that because some people really think like have their significant other's sibling like as their wedding party. And like, it's like, but you don't really.
I think it just depends on closeness.
Yeah.
Like if I'm super close to his sister and I'm like, oh my God, she's awesome. Yeah, I will.
That's going to be really awkward if like that does happen. And then like, he's not close at all with your brother.
It's just like, then he doesn't have to. My brother would be like, cool. One less thing I got to do.
Yeah, really.
Another overrated wedding trend, the garter toss and bouquet toss. Yeah, I mean, I don't
really
care about it, but I'm like, it's kind of cool. Like, I don't hate it either.
Yeah, I think it'd be a fun, like, picture moment. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't even know if I want flowers at my wedding. Flowers are so expensive. Maybe one bouquet for me and just do it. Right. I always, like, didn't even know about the garter toss until, like, the wedding I was in. And I was like, oh, the dudes have a thing, too?
Really?
Yeah, I just started the bouquet toss.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know, what's it called? Yeah, like we did like the whole weird Mexican dance thing afterwards. But like, you could always do like paper flowers or I don't know. I just feel like
yeah, it's so or just silly. Like hold an empty bottle of champagne. Except if I threw that would be terrible.
I did. There was one wedding we went to when he took the garter, he put it around a football and threw it into the crowd.
Yeah, see that was dope.
The last one on this list was the chicken dance, because honestly, we don't need to see adults do the chicken dance.
Do people still do that?
I guess white people.
I honestly think it's changed with like the cha-cha slide, and there's a few other dances.
Slide and
the wobble.
Cupid shuffle.
Which honestly, like, I turn up at that. Like, whenever that's on,
me
I will.
Too.
So I feel like those shouldn't go out. Chicken dance, though, I can live without.
The Macarena.
The Macarena. I can live without.
That does remind me, and I pulled this up at the last wedding I went to, and I showed it to my buddy. It's a meme. It says, songs that never fail to make white people be unturned. Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, yep. But especially karaoke.
Right. And a lot of these are going to be karaoke songs. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Living on a Prayer. Come On, Eileen. Sweet Caroline. Shot Through the Heart. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Sweet Home Alabama. Under Pressure. Shook Me All Night Long. Ice, Ice Baby. Cotton Eye Joe. That's fun. That's so dumb. It's fun. 500 Miles, Wonderwall, Buddy Holly, 1,000 Miles, Teenage Dirtbag, Red Solo Cup, Mr. Brightside, Never Gonna Give You Up, Eye of the Tiger, Chicken Fried, I don't know that one, American Pie, I Love Rock and Roll, Dancing Queen, Don't You Want Me, We Will Rock You, mm-hmm. The Time Warp, Hey Jude, and Piano Man.
Those are some good ones.
Yeah, I will admit there's quite a few on here that do get me all turned.
I mean, even if you don't like it, you know the lyrics, and then for some reason you just can't stop singing to it.
Right, and there's a few other ones. I found another list that were missing. Drops of Jupiter.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, soul sister.
Oh, hey.
In the end, yes.
It doesn't even matter.
All the small things.
That was like jam back in the day.
And then one that is awesome. Stacy's mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long.
My dad changed lyrics to Sarah's mom, so cool.
It was always weird because my dad would talk about like how he thought like if we have, like my parents ever had another daughter, they would name her Stacy, and I'm like,
That song ruined it for me.
Yeah, no, thank you, Dad. Thanks.
Thanks for no thanks.
Anywho, we did cover a lot about stuff that bug the crap out of us.
Yeah, and things we want our wedding or don't.
Right, yeah, so feel free to text us or give us a call, things that bother you, or do a good old-fashioned rant session.
Yeah, or if you're, like, getting married or whatever, what are you guys going to, like, play or not play or do? Or if your, like, wife-to-be is being a bitch, bridezilla status.
Or your husband.
Or your husband, yeah. Dude, that would be dope if, like, roles reversed.
I've knew a guy who was a little bit more... He wasn't rude, but he was very much more the bridezilla. Actually, dude, they're pretty equal, like, when it came to, like, their planning situation. It's like, okay, just make a freaking choice!
Oh, that's crazy that he was, like, trying to be so involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
We know I'm going to be the bridezilla.
Yeah, that's why I'm...
For sure.
I will just see you at your wedding, and that's all I'll do.
My mom's like, we're hiring a planner. Wedding planner. And I'm like, no, we're not, because she's probably going to do it wrong. That face.
Sarah, you love me, right?
Yeah.
Can you do me a big, big favor?
Yeah.
Do not involve me in any of that, please.
Okay, fine. No bachelorette party for you, then.
I'm okay with that.
All right, fine. Good to know. Marking it down in my mind. You'll just be like, why wasn't I invited? I'm like, do you remember January 26, 2018, when you said you didn't want to be a part of my bachelor party? That's why.
Be like, oh, I'm not sending a gift. Be like, bitch, no, send me that Amazon gift.
See, yeah.
I want that toaster.
Just send it to my address. You don't have to see me and give it to me. See, I'm already bridezilla, and I'm not even, like, getting married.
I love you, Sarah.
I feel bad for everyone.
But, yeah, no, please feel free to send us some messages and what you think is ridiculous. Oh, what I was going to say, a cool thing I saw, like, on your wedding invitations, what you do is on the bottom line, you know, when you pick, you know, chicken or fish or whatever it is, put song you request.
Oh, that's a good idea.
On the invitation, so that way you, everyone gets to hear that song they want.
Yeah, because honestly, I'd probably fill mine with, like rap.
Right.
Like, stuff people would be like, oh, no, well, what is this?
If you can't afford, like, a DJ or a band or whatever, then you can just have all those songs, just download them, put them on an iPod, and hit shuffle. I've been to those weddings, and that was fun.
That's funny.
Like, you don't need a DJ, really.
I want a DJ to be like, oh, Mr. and Mrs. blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I have a lot of weird-ass friends. I feel like I can con one of them to do it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But I don't need them to sit there and hit play and pay $1,000 for that.
Yeah, I also think DJs are way better than bands, just saying.
Although I have been tempted to get, like, depends on who I marry. Like, watch, I marry a guy who's no interest in, like, live music. But if I was, like, I've dated a lot of guys that are in bands in here in Seattle or are friends with a lot of the guys in bands. And I always thought it would be fun to just have, like, a show.
Oh, yeah.
Have them rotated, but I want them to all to learn, like, cheesy, like, white people turned up songs.
Yeah, yeah, like all the songs you just listed.
Yeah, I'm like, can you play Mr. Brightside? Okay, so you're going to, like, have, like, wide only in the wreckage. I'm like, I need you to play Mr. Brightside and, you know, Sweet Caroline and Sweet Home Alabama. Okay, and then I'm going to get the guys over here in this
you
band.
You play
Clover Jane.
Yeah. Baby Got Back.
Well, we work with Sir Mix-a-Lot. Maybe he'll just come to my wedding. Could you imagine?
Dope.
Sarah, we have goals.
Goals.
Okay, now I will do whatever you want for your wedding. I will be there.
Oh, now you want to be invited.
Just because of Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Wow. We'll see.
All right, so Sarah's going to give me the cold shoulder for the rest of the afternoon, so I think this is a good place to end. So, see you guys later.
Bye.